Welcome to the eLaborate Topics podcast, where we focus on lab-specific strategies for medical laboratory professionals. We're proud to be the healthcare detectives that work behind the scenes to get the results needed to influence medical decisions. Let's grow together and jump right into the lab.
I felt as if I was dying. I knew I was still breathing because I was wailing. I didn't care that others outside could hear. I didn't care that I was 17 and I was too grown to be wailing like a child. Why should I care anyway? My life was over. Welcome to eLaborate Topic Podcast. eLaborate Topics Podcast is a weekly podcast where myself and my co-host, Tywana Wilson, Stephanie Whitehead, and our guests bring you topics and tools to help you to excel in your laboratory journey. And today, I'll be your host. I'm Lona Small, your laboratory coach and consultant, and I'm so excited about today's episode. Have you thought out and planned your future in such a way that you set no other options for yourself? You hear of burning the boats in order to save the island. You're told that in order to succeed in your career, you need to be a lab manager or a director. But things are not necessarily going that way. You feel despondent, or you want to give up, or you find yourself in a role, maybe a director role for a while, and then you start asking, why is it that I'm not fulfilled? Throughout high school, I decided that I wanted to be a doctor. Growing up as a doctor was painted for me as someone who was successful in their career, of course, someone who does well in school, someone who commands the sciences, a depiction of success as a person. And my hyperachiever self said, that's what I wanted to do, period. So it was time for final exams in high school. It was a national exam outside of Cambridge, England, but I did not get the grades. And I thought that was the end of my life because there was no other career option that I thought of. Everything else could not matter. I wailed. I felt as if I lost part of me or all of me. I was really lost. And after weeks, I finally picked myself up and I started searching. And that's when I found the medical lab career. And then after 5 to 7 years, the longing came back while I was working as a medical lab professional. And then another journey of searching began. And then I found the healthcare MBA. And that's where I found my true passion. I found a passion for collaboration, a passion for working and leading teams, a passion for process improvement and projects and to show the impact and the ROI and the value of the lab in the bigger picture of healthcare. So I wanted to go back and let everyone know that they have unique strengths that may or may not align with the job that they choose. However, I wanted to help others to find their passion and to find that dream job and to remember that they're an important part of the whole. And I talked to so many medical lab professionals who are at the crossroad of their careers, and they want to be successful and to climb the ladder, but they don't know where to go. Should I be a manager? Should I be a director? Should I go into industry? Should I go into academia? And many people don't even know about a lot of options. Some people know about the next level, the supervisor or the manager. Some may know more. They may ask, should I go into IT? And I also talk to folks who are directors, and they're saying, should I throw in the towel? I'm not getting what I thought I would have gotten here. I'm burnt out. People in industry are saying, I need more time with family. I want to go back to the lab. And so I know it can get really confusing when you're seeking the right role, that you want to contribute to your talents, you want to make the impact and the income, and still feel refreshed and still feel fulfilled at the end of the day. And I know feeling fulfilled and refreshed sound more like a dream based on what we're seeing, but isn't that what we're all looking for? That job, when you do it, you feel that you're born for this. You're doing the things that's bringing fulfillment and not stress. And so in this episode, I'll walk you through steps that will help you to find that role that's right for you. That role, when you're in it, you feel you're born for this. The role that will allow you to make the impact that you want, and doing so will bring you fulfillment and not stress. So the first thing I would tell you to do is to explore. It's okay to choose your first job based on what you were told, that the career fair, or what you saw when you were growing up, or what your parents influenced you to do. That's the limit of what you know, and it's okay. And know after a while, you may want to be looking for more. You may have a deeper why. You may want to answer that calling within you, that why that you have developed. And you want something that's going to fill that deeper desire coming up in you. And in order to explore, it's good to try out new things, whether it's inside or outside of your field. It's good to volunteer for opportunities at work, training, do validation, get involved in process improvement, self-inspection maybe, do some data analysis for a project. Just explore. And these opportunities will help you to know the things that you do, the things that will light you up, the things that you're really good at. It will help you to build your expertise in a certain area. And also volunteering is good when you are curious about something, so you can volunteer in those roles that will build that curiosity. The next thing I'll ask you to do if you want to find that fulfilling role is to know what you value. So knowing what's important to you will help you to make decisions about the right role for you. Participating in an exercise help you to know your core values. And I know a lot of people, you go on the internet and you have a list of core values, and you may choose a few that you think that you can relate to, and you say, that's my core value. However, your true core value does not come out until you do a real assessment, and that will reveal wonders. And knowing these real core values, the things that really is unique to you, is going to help you to make a lot of decisions and find that right role. Because you may be looking at a core value for an organization and you may think that aligns with you, but because you don't know your core values, then that could pose a problem. So knowing your core value helps you to decide on your non-negotiables when you're choosing a role or even the environment that you want to work in. It will help you to articulate the things that are important to you, whether you're in an interview, whether you're in a networking session, or even writing up things about you, maybe in your resume. And that's such an important thing to know. Tell me a little about yourself. And number three, know your core role. And this is the role that's just for you to help you to find that fulfilling role, help you to stand out. And in order to really know your core role, it's important for you to be able to answer these questions like, what is it that makes you stand out in your work? What are some of the skills you have developed or you were trained to do that help you to be successful at what you do? And some of the work that makes you the happiest and the career and career discipline that you're most curious about. So knowing these things will really help you to decide on that unique role that's right for you. Next thing, number four, know yourself. So it's important to know who you are as an individual. Know your attributes. Know the attributes that suit the role that you're looking for. And a lot of times those attributes can be used as an asset. So things like your emotional intelligence or your intellect or even your physical attributes, you would want to know that to make sure that it's suited for those kind of environment that you're going in. And sometimes for people in some season of their life, when they want to slow down physically, it's important to align your physical attribute with the role that you're going to choose. And you may be slowing down physically, but you can use your strength, like your mental and your intellectual attribute, to your advantage. And then number five, have a vision. So with a clear vision, you can really picture yourself in this new role and keep that role almost like a North Star that you're moving towards. So with that vision, it provides that direction and that purpose. It acts almost like a compass to guide you towards your goal. And if you can picture yourself in that role, it keeps you motivated to move towards that role. And so that picture or that clear vision helps you with that direction to keep you focused also towards your goal. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to refer you to episode 66, Setting a Clear Vision. And that is going to guide you on steps to actually set a clear vision. And that's a very general, so you can use it for setting a vision for your job. You can use it to set a vision if you're a leader. You can use it to set a vision if you're a team member. And so you see a lot of job hopping going on nowadays because many people think that they can leave a job that they're not happy with and then they go to the next one, but then they find themselves in the same situation. And I find this very unfortunate because a lot of people, after they're doing several job hopping, then they get frustrated and they decide to leave the field, not knowing that it's really not the job, it's just the fact that they are not aligned. So unless you are able to do this exercise to understand your core role, to understand yourself, to understand what's important to you, to understand a lot of these different attributes, have a clear vision, then it's going to be difficult for you to select the right role. And I know everyone is saying take the next job opportunity, but I'm saying that the better next step is to know if the next job opportunity is right for you. And I know this is a lot of information to say, okay, how can I just follow and do all of this? And I usually try to help you to start, not to try to do everything at once. And so say you're at a crossroad, but you're like, where do I start? And what can I do now? So if you're a new tech, what I would advise you to do is to try out different experiences and different areas of work. So go ahead and start with the exploration part that I outlined. How can you explore different things like training and other things that you'd probably like to do just to find out what are the things that light you up? What do you love to do? So that's for somebody who is a fairly new tech. But for a seasoned tech, you may be saying that I've been in this field for a long time. I've seen a lot of things and I find myself wanting more and I'm not sure where to turn. Where I'd ask you to start first is the core role inventory. That inventory that you ask yourself, like, what is it that makes me stand out in my job? What are people saying about what I do? Skills you've developed or were trained to do that help you to be successful. You have to have an inventory of those. Write down the work that makes you happiest and some of the career or career discipline that you're most curious about. There's a special way to use that so you can actually look at that and look at certain trends to see what would be a core role for you. So you want to find that role that's suited for you so you can feel fulfilled, you can operate at your best to make the income and the impact that you deserve. So it was a pleasure sharing with you today on this episode of Elaborate Topics Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And you can listen to this and other episode on directimpactbroadcasting.com or your favorite podcast platform or Labvine. So you can get on labvinelearning.com for free, and you can access our podcast on Vine Stream and go ahead and listen, or any of your favorite podcast platform. You can also hang out with us on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, Elaborate Topics, and also a LinkedIn group. And you can email us at elaboratetopics@directimpactbroadcasting.com with any questions or suggestions for the topics that you'd love to listen to. And you can submit a guest request by getting on to directimpactbroadcasting.com. So if you have any questions about this topic, you can always send me a message on LinkedIn at Lona Gordon Small. So it was great having this quick talk with you. You can always use this episode as a reference. You can go back and listen to it and take notes and share this out to as many of your friends that you think would benefit. Until we talk again with a new episode, have a great one.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Elaborate Topics, where your hosts discussed relevant strategies for laboratory professionals. Please subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen to us on directimpactbroadcasting.com. Stay tuned for another episode with information you can use to excel in your laboratory career.